So, Kevin, did you hear what the NFL had to do after Monday night?
Did they have to go into their money bag and start throwing it around because of how happy they were of all the extra money they made from getting the perfect game on television?
That, and I heard they had to pay a bunch of money because they need several new scoreboards in the Rams stadium.
Yeah, we'll touch on this a little bit more, but just one thing I want to say about this game was this is what the NFL wants. They want offense, and they want good teams playing on primetime television.
Yeah, and they've done a pretty good job of that this year, but we'll talk about that when we talk about the scoring bonanza. In fact, whoa, wait a minute. Goff just threw another touchdown, and Mahomes just answered right back. So they're still throwing touchdowns. But with that, it's time to head on into the end zone. Though it's filled with Chiefs and Rams, we'll find a way to fit in there. But Kevin, do you want to tell the good people where they can find not only the end zone, but all the great shows here on the Fandom Podcast Network?
Yes, you can find our master feed of all of our shows, including The End Zone that you're listening to now at fpnet.podbean.com. Also, the FPNet is on the Podbean app. Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, and now on Spotify. Also, you can find the Fandom Podcast Network on Facebook. You can also email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram at Fandom Podcast Network and on Twitter at FanPod Network. I'm Kevin. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Spartan_Phoenix. Kyle, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at AKyleW or on Instagram at AKyleFandom.
Oh, and make sure you guys head on over to TeePublic and search Fandom Podcast Network. And you can find some great logos from all of our shows there. And also, head on over to iTunes, search Fandom Podcast Network. You can support us there as well. Leave a review for us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we love to get that 5-star review, you know. But if you need to, drop it down a few stars, then I guess.
No, 5 stars. 5 stars. Come on, man. Stop saying that. 5 stars. 5 stars. Come on, man. 5 stars.
Can you give the Raiders 5 stars?
Just 5 stars. That's all I ask for. 5 stars.
Well, let's take a look back at week 11, Kevin, because it was an interesting week of NFL football. And it started Thursday night with a, to me, loser leaves town in playoff contention game between the Seahawks and the Packers, with the Seahawks coming out on top 27-24. I just have one quick question for you on this, Kevin. Do you think Mike McCarthy might be out of a job at the end of the season now?
I hope he is.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers is hoping for that too.
Yeah.
Another loser leaves town match, in my opinion. The Dallas Cowboys win 22-19 over the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it's so funny because I was listening to local radio and the Falcons still think there's a chance. I always see that. Was it Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber? So you, there is a chance.
Lamar Jackson making his NFL starting quarterback debut leads the Ravens to a victory over the Bengals 21-24. Second most rush yards by a rookie QB since 1970 at 117 rushing yards in this game, Kevin.
He was I don't know what Flacco's contract situation is, but he needs to be worrying about his job.
I'm pretty sure he will not be with the team next year. That's just my opinion. I think he's got a contract.
He got him a championship. He's done.
Yep. The Panthers now on a 2-game losing streak as they lose to the Lions 20-19. Kenny Golladay with a huge game. 8 receptions, 113 yards, and a touchdown.
He finally paid off for me in fantasy football.
You've been waiting for that for 2 years.
I have been, yes.
The Colts on a roll. Andrew Luck, his third game in 3+ pass TDs and 7 straight games now.
I made the mistake of playing the Titans at defense.
Yeah, what was that? Did that finish in a negative number?
Yes, it did.
The Buccaneers playing quarterback roulette once again as they benched Ryan Fitzpatrick in the middle of this game and brought back Jameis Winston. Still lost 38-35 to the New York Giants. The most points the Giants have scored in a home game since 2012. Considering today's NFL, that's kind of depressing.
It's true.
The Houston Texans on a roll. 7-game win streak continues as they beat the Redskins 23-21. And the Redskins season might be done. And we're going to talk about that a little later.
Texans, so they lose their first 3 games. And you're like, oh, these guys are out. They won 7 straight.
Exactly. NFL for you. The Steelers were getting pretty much manhandled until about the midway through the third quarter by the Jacksonville Jaguars in one of the weirdest touchdown plays I've ever seen on the Antonio touchdown bomb play, where it was like, where was anybody? But they pull out the win 20-16 over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Big Ben diving for a touchdown. Is that what happened?
Yep. Pretty much right at the end of the game, Jacksonville blown lead, 16 points. The biggest blown lead since week 3, 2011 for the Jaguars. Kevin, What is this on my score screen? Is this correct?
The Raiders won! The Raiders won!
Are we not in a mirror universe that I don't know about?
Yeah, they won, they won, they won. Now they are 2-8.
Along with the Arizona Cardinals.
Or 2-9, I can't remember.
No, 2-8. The same record as the Arizona Cardinals, but now the Cardinals have the tiebreaker over the Raiders when it comes to draft status.
Oh, is it like the second round pick or something like that?
No, what it is now, because they technically are worse than the Raiders because they lost to the Raiders, so they get draft priority over the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'd rather have the win.
And what I believe I called with you when we made our picks, I said, this is trap game all over it. And the Broncos with a 1-point win over the San Diego Chargers.
Did you make that as your pick of the week?
I didn't make that as my pick.
Historically, though, the Chargers seem to give it up to Denver, seems like it.
Yeah. In fact, the Los Angeles Chargers have lost 12 of their last 15 games versus Denver, including the playoffs.
Yeah, I forgot. I keep forgetting about that stat.
Yeah. The best team in football right now, I have no problem saying it, the New Orleans Saints destroy the Philadelphia Eagles 48-7.
That was at Philadelphia. No, wait, that was at Saints, right?
That was in New Orleans, yes.
Okay. 9-game winning streak. Wow.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. They lose their first game of the year, and then boom, 9 straight.
To the Bucs of all teams.
Yeah, I know, right?
The Vikings on Sunday Night Football fall to the first place 7-3 Chicago Bears 25-20. In this game, the Vikings only had 17 rushing yards.
Yes, my fantasy team reflected that. Or shall I say fantasy teams?
So, and then we have Monday Night Football, and we're going to combine this real quick by just the us is also our top news story of the week because wow.
Yeah.
On Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams beat the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51. First game in NFL history where each team scored 50-plus points, along with several other major records falling in this game as well. Kevin, I'm going to say this, and this isn't just Chiefs fan bias. This might have been the best NFL game I have watched in years.
Oh, it definitely ranks up there. I mean, when you look at the stakes of these two teams, they're both, 8-1 going in. Was it 9-1?
9-1.
Yeah, 9-1 going in. And, you know, it's just the whole thing with being moved from Mexico to L.A., and then you have the whole thing with the Rams donating a bunch of tickets to the first responders for the wildfire people and the victims there. I was surprised that on short notice they were able to fill that stadium, which I thought was really cool. And
I think that's the fullest I've ever seen the Coliseum.
Yeah, exactly. It's back and forth, man. It was just crazy. So many lead changes, defensive touchdowns, and it's funny too because when it came down to it, even though it didn't seem like it, the defense really helped win this game. And I don't remember the player's name, but I got to tell you, the Rams kicker that pinned the punter that pinned the Chiefs way back in. If you ask me, he's the unsung hero of that game.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say this first of all. As a Chiefs fan, I have no shame that we lost this football game.
You guys shouldn't have any shame. You guys played really well.
You know, we came back from 2 double-digit deficits. We came back originally from down 13-0, and then we came back down when the Rams were up by 10 at one point. A couple of things in this game. I don't Patrick Mahomes, after the game, put the loss on himself. He's like, I made three turnovers with a fumble and a couple of interceptions. It's on me. If I don't create those turnovers, we don't lose. No, you're talking about probably two of the top three teams in the NFL right now, and they just played a classic back-and-forth football game. The one interception, which was...
He had two in his last two drives there. He had two interceptions.
Yeah, well, and I was about to bring up the one where... The first were those two interceptions. His arm was hit on that throw, and that was in part caused that. The other one, he was just trying to be a gunslinger and making a play, and he shorted the ball. But Patrick Mahomes, you have to remember, this is only his 11th start in the NFL.
Yeah. Dude, the dude's playing like a, you know, all-pro, you know, up-and-coming Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I think one of the problems, and you talked about Johnny Hecker, but part of that, too, is he got a little assist from Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, I love it when he's on punt returns, but at that point in the game, he's got to learn to let that ball go into the end zone. That's just on both of those late punt returns he had, that ball should have went into the end zone, saved some time, given him more yardage. So Tyreek had a fantastic game as a receiver, but as a punt returner, you just should have let it go in the end zone. But, I mean, this was just some of the most entertaining football I have watched in years. This is what the NFL wants: high scoring, fast pace. But I gotta say this too, Kevin, I think the referees were trying to turn the field as yellow as the Rams uniforms during this game.
You're talking about all the penalties?
Yeah. I mean, every time I turned around, it seemed like they were throwing a flag.
Yeah. I out of this game, though, I don't really remember those as well as I do all the freaking scoring in this game.
Yeah. And I want to give quick props too to, I can't remember his name, but he was the NFC defensive player of the week too. Number 50 for the Rams linebacker, who had a running touchdown, and he also had that crazy interception on Mahomes where it got tipped right at the line and he caught it, and it was just crazy.
I'll be bringing him up later.
Yeah. I wonder why, but no, I mean, this was great, and if you think about it, Todd Gurley really didn't play a lot in this game because he had an ankle injury early on in this
game. Yeah, Sammy Watkins wanted to come back and play, but he wasn't playing well. He only had like one catch or something, and then they kind of rested him. But, you know, they were like, oh, it's the Sammy revenge game. And who was the Rams corner to that you guys traded?
Marcus Peters.
Yeah, he got an interception there. I actually was quite impressed that the Rams seemed to have had the game on the second to last drive. They had, it was like a minute and 28 seconds, but I think Chiefs had all their timeouts, and Chiefs were able to get it back with like what, 30 seconds or less or something crazy like that.
More than that, actually. They got it with about 45 seconds. And I've got to call the Rams coach on this. That was some of the worst clock management I've ever seen.
Yeah. I was wondering what was going on there. That was, yeah, they were like throwing the ball too, and it's like, just run the damn thing.
Yeah, it was crazy, but what a game. I mean, without a doubt, game of the year for sure. I mean, unless these two teams meet in the Super Bowl, which is a distinct possibility. But let's see, after that game and after all the results of Week 11, where our power rankings currently stand, Kevin. So I am looking at the CBS Sports Power Rankings. Coming in at number one, the New Orleans Saints. You can't argue that at this point. They're 9-1. They beat the Rams. Coming in at number two, the Rams. I can't argue that. Coming in at number three, Kansas City. I can't argue that. The Patriots move up to number four. You can argue that. They were on a bye week. I think what Pittsburgh did coming back against Jacksonville was impressive. Pittsburgh's playing some really good football. They're 7-2-1. The Patriots are 7-3.
I'm Patriots at four. They're still a powerhouse. I'm not going to, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Number six, the Chicago Bears. They're impressive, very impressive. Big conference and division win on Sunday night. The Chargers fall a little bit down to seven after their loss to the Broncos. Could San Diego be, or I'm sorry, could the LA Chargers becoming the LA Chargers again?
Right.
The Houston Texans probably should be above the Chargers, 7-3. That seven game win streak. The Panthers up to number nine, where they were 10 last week, even after a loss. The Colts rapidly rising. They're one of the hottest teams in football, Kevin.
Yeah, that's surprising me right now.
The Minnesota Vikings dropping down to 11. The Cowboys on the rise to 12, and they're right in the thick of it for the NFC East, especially after
at 5-5. Yes.
Well, but especially after what happened with the Redskins, which we'll get to here shortly. The Seahawks at 5-5, still in the wild card mix. The Redskins coming in at 14, the Ravens at 15, the Titans at 16, Packers 17, Eagles 18, Dolphins 19, Bengals 20. Your Raiders move up to number 29 in the power rankings this week, Kevin.
They're not in the cellar anymore.
So
I like the little thing that says here, at least they're still competing, which showed up in the victory of the Cardinals. That shocked me, whoever wrote this.
So, well, as we get to our top stories, we talked about the crazy game on Monday night, but let's just talk a few of the records that were broken in this game, Kevin. The first game in NFL history in which each team scored 50-plus points, a.k.a. the first game in NFL history which the losing team scored 50-plus points.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was the third highest scoring game in NFL history with 105 points. 14 total touchdowns ties the second most in a game in NFL history. Jared Goff became the first quarterback in Rams history with multiple career games of 400-plus pass yards plus 4 TD passes. Todd Gurley did hit the 1,000-yard mark in this game, becoming the third Rams player since 1950 to rush for 1,000 yards through the first 11 games of a season. Josh Reynolds, who was Cooper...
Oh, hold on. I just want to say Gurley joins Hall of Fame Eric Dickerson, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Josh Reynolds, Cooper Kupp's replacement and probably the most picked up man in fantasy football this week, had 8 targets for 6 receptions and 80 yards and a receiving TD. Aaron Donald, the defensive player of the year, was huge. Samson Ekwueboam, the Mr. Linebacker, with 3 tackles, 1 sack, 2 QB hits, 1 INT return for a TD, 1 fumble return for a TV. Ekwueboam is the first player with a sack, interception, and multiple touchdowns in a single game since sacks became official in 1982. The Chiefs have scored 404 points through 11 games this season, the most points in the first 11 games in Chiefs history. The previous high was 370. Patrick Mahomes joins Ben Roethlisberger and Y.A. Tittle as the only player since 1950 with 2 games with 6-plus TD passes in a single season. It was Mahomes' second game with 6-plus pass TDs in his first 12 games of his career. Mahomes had his 6th game of 4-plus TD passes this season, tied second most in the season since 1950. Peyton Manning had 9 in his second season. Mahomes is the 5th QB since 1950 to throw 6 TD passes. Tyreek Hill had 215 yards and are the second most in the Chiefs franchise history.
We get it. Mahomes is awesome. Fine. Move along.
Yeah. You just want to see him in a Raider uniform. So, okay. Well, as exciting as that game was and as great as that game was, let's talk about the bad side of the NFL. And this is just a sad thing. Alex Smith, one of the class guys in the league, broke his leg while playing for the Washington Redskins with Joe Theismann in the stands.
30th anniversary of Joe Theismann's injury, ironically.
And this was bad.
Yeah, when you see him coming up out of that roll, you just see his ankle like all like a dead fish. Just whoa, whoa, whoa. It was bad. One thing I did want to mention that I heard was that Alex's former teammates from Kansas City were showing some support for him, which I thought was kind of cool. And also San Francisco as well, because there's a lot of people in San Francisco that still hold him in high regard.
Yeah, and he's held in very high regard in Kansas City. So, yeah, this is, like I said, he's one of the class guys in the league. Hopefully he gets on the mend and we see him back on the field next season. Interesting thing for you Thanksgiving fans coming up. Bears are playing the Lions, the traditional Lions Thanksgiving game, but it won't be Mitchell Trubisky in at starting quarterback. It will be backup Chase Daniels starting for this fairly big game for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, so also Washington is playing on Thursday night or Thursday Thanksgiving without their quarterback that we just mentioned. So this is kind of weird. It's yeah.
Yeah. The Chase Daniels thing is kind of interesting though, because Chase Daniels was with head coach Matt Nagy in Kansas City as the backup a couple of years ago, and he was the third string quarterback. He's very familiar with the offense, so this is actually probably not too much of a drop-off for the Bears other than losing the running ability that Trubisky has.
Right.
They probably are getting a better passer. Also, too, you mentioned Washington. They needed a new backup quarterback. They brought in Mr. Butt Fumble, Mark Sanchez.
I heard about that.
And in the coolness category, too, Aaron Rodgers is donating $1 million to fire relief efforts in California.
Donating, right?
Yes. Yeah, donating.
Okay.
Yes.
What a lot of people don't know, he's a native of California, Chico, California. I actually have, I don't know if people know this or not, but Chico's north of Sacramento and San Francisco inland. There's a big college town there. I actually have some relatives there. And a really nice little town there. And I know this area, that area up there in Northern California has been hit hard. He also said that Rogers added his longtime partner State Farm will donate $1 up to $1 million through the State Farm Neighborhood of Good program for every retweet of Rogers' original tweet until midnight Eastern time on Sunday, November 25th. So go search for his tweet and retweet it. That means more money will go to the cause.
Yep, absolutely. Well, with that, that kind of wraps up the news. But let's take a look ahead to Week 12, Thanksgiving week in the NFL, which means we have 3 Thursday football games, Kevin. And, of course, it starts with our 2 traditional games, 1 at Detroit, 1 in Dallas. Of course, we start with Chicago at Detroit. I think Detroit's been one of these teams that's, you don't know which version you're going to get every week. And the Bears, this is a big game for them to keep control of that division.
Yeah, it's I remember for a long time, it was like, why do we have to watch Detroit play? Because they've been bad for so long. And they're a little more exciting to watch now. I don't know why they still get it. Not sure why.
NFL tradition. You know, I can remember, though, there was a time, mostly through the 90s, where, if nothing else, people like getting the Detroit game because we got to see Barry Sanders play.
This is true. Of course, there used to be a time where we didn't have 3 games to watch. So
yeah, this is true.
Yeah. So then, of course, we got Dallas hosting Washington without Alex Smith, of course. Dallas always gets a game, too. So
yeah, if Dallas wins this game, they are in first place in the NFC East, Kevin.
Wow. What, they're at 5-5? Yeah, well, they have a nice little 2-game winning streak, so yeah.
Atlanta at New Orleans. Wow, Atlanta's going to be a bunch of turkeys on Thanksgiving.
But the good part is that it's the kind of main primetime game, and we get to see, the hot New Orleans put on a show here, so that'll be fun.
Yep. Snooze Fest game, Jacksonville at Buffalo.
Yeah.
Your Raiders get an up-close look at Lamar Jackson as Oakland goes to Baltimore.
Got some good friends of mine showing up for that game. There's a huge contingency of Raider fans over there in Baltimore, Washington area. So shout out to them. But, yeah, they're favored by 10.5 points. Baltimore is over Oakland. That does not surprise me.
Another Seuss Fest game, San Francisco at Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston back in at quarterback, probably for good for the rest of the season. I think they've got to figure out what they got with him.
Well, they want to figure out whether or not they want to keep him next year, too. So
yeah. New York Giants at Philadelphia. I guess it's people in New York and Philly care.
Yeah. Philadelphia's fighting right now to stay relevant in the playoff scenario.
And here we go, Kevin, the Hugh Jackson revenge game, because he's now on the staff for the Cincinnati Bengals. Cleveland at Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
The New York Jets, their annual sacrificial lamb game to the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
An interesting game here, though. Seattle at Carolina.
Yeah, definitely. Seattle's still getting scrappy, and Carolina's still trying to salvage their season.
Yep. Miami at Indianapolis. Andrew Luck's fun to watch.
Do we need to start thinking about Indianapolis as a contender for that division now, though?
I don't think they can catch Houston.
Oh.
Well, remember, they lost to Houston in that overtime game that really could have been a tie and might seriously affect Indianapolis' chance at a wild card. But
yeah.
Arizona goes to the LA Chargers. Okay, moving on. Pittsburgh at Denver. Denver's feisty.
Yeah.
Sunday night, traditional rivalry, Green Bay at Minnesota. Neither team has really lived up to expectations this season, Kevin.
This is true.
And of course, Monday night football, The second hottest team in the NFL right now, the Houston Texans, are hosting the Tennessee Titans. I guess exciting if you want to watch Deshaun Watson play football.
This is true. Yeah.
And on much deserved bye weeks, both the Rams and the Chiefs.
Funny how they have this big game and they're like, we need a week off now.
Yeah. Well, with it being originally supposed to be in Mexico City, that's why that's set up.
Yeah.
But before we get into all of our mediocre, amazing, mediocre fantasy football advice, we got a little promo for you to tell you what else
amazing?
Is going on around here. it's a holiday week. I'm trying to make it a little bit more exciting, but we got a little promo here to tell you about all the great things here on the Fandom Podcast Network, and Kevin and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. Also, Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we discuss all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater, our podcast celebrating the cult classic and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. The End Zone, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. Discoville, a Star Trek Discovery and the Orville podcast. The Hair Metal Podcast, if you're a hard rock music fan, the Hair Metal Podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, as we discuss all things Doctor Who, past and present. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Master Feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play. On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network. On Instagram, we are at Fandom Podcast Network. And on Twitter, at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at FandomPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and support the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
So that's what's going on here at the Fandom Podcast Network. We hope you're enjoying the other things we're doing. But Kevin, it's once again time for our fantasy football advice, as mediocre as it may be. But first, we have to get our Jimmy GQ Man Crush of the Week. Who have you got for me, Kevin?
We talked to him earlier, or we talked about him earlier, is a Los Angeles Rams linebacker. Now, I know he's not on we don't have individual players on fantasy football, but, I like to give it's a defensive guy some love from time to time. And Samson Ubuckum is the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after scoring two touchdowns off turnovers in that epic 54-51 victory over KC on Monday night. He returned a fumble off Aaron Donald's strip sack for his first touchdown before scoring on a pick six later in the game. He also contributed to an interception by teammate Marcus Peters late in the closing minutes when he hit Mahomes' arm while he was throwing. So he's my man crush.
My man crush is the whole Monday Night Football game offenses. I think that
good choice. I like that.
That might have been the biggest impactful fantasy football game of all time.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody on there if you had him in fantasy except for maybe Sammy Watkins and obviously Todd Gurley a little bit because of his ankle injury that didn't produce. I mean, tight ends were producing, receivers were producing, guys you never heard of were producing.
I think even the line coach scored a touchdown too.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. But now, for all the greatness that we had Monday night and all that crazy fantasy, we still have people who aren't quite meeting the cut. They haven't earned their keep, which means that they're being expelled from Fantasy Island. Who have you got for me this week, Kevin?
I was going between a running back and a wide receiver. I'm just going to list both of them, just kind of leave it out there. Ito Smith has had a chance to, do something, and he has not. Devin Funchess, he was the number one wide receiver for Carolina, but now it's DJ Moore.
Yeah, Moore's kind of everywhere at this point. So They're trying to run him on his verses and everything. It's crazy how much they're getting him involved. So
if I had to choose one of those guys, I'm going to say Devin Funches right now.
Yeah.
Off to Fantasy Island. Get off of here.
Get yourself out of here. This is a tough pick for me this week because we've kicked a lot of people off Fantasy Island. But you know what? I think I'm going with a position this week. All Miami Dolphins wide receivers, you are expelled from Fantasy Island.
All Miami Dolphin wide receivers? Yeah, that's a good choice.
nobody's producing. They have a ton of injuries. Brock Osweiler is still their quarterback. Yeah, it's just not pretty.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So, I might have a very interesting expelled from Fantasy Island, depending on what happens next week, Kevin. I'm just teasing that now. I am watching closely.
Well, you know what we call that? We call that putting it on notice. So if you want to say now, say put it on notice. It might help some people listening to make decisions on their fantasy team. So who are you putting on notice?
Rob Gronkowski.
Nice.
On notice.
I'd rather put Cameron Brate in right now instead of Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. In fact, let's do that now. Let's talk about waiver wire pickups for this week. And you started off with a good one, Kevin. Cameron Brate, because Bucks starting tight end O.J. Howard is done for the season.
Yeah, Cameron Brate's been somewhat, a decent backup in that. But now he's going to be the main tight end taking those Jameis Winston throws. So, yeah.
And that's a big key, Jameis Winston, because Jameis Winston loves him some Cameron Brate.
I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name. The quarterback for Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah. I think a lot of people picked him up before, even last week.
He's still available in a lot of leagues. Maybe it's because people already believe that they have a decent backup, but in case you're in a deeper league, like 14, 16 teams, he's worth picking up. I got to mention, though, on his team, Gus Edwards. Who? Gus Edwards? He raked up over 100 yards and a TD. He came out of nowhere. He's usually been like doing garbage time roles and stuff like that. Outplayed Alex Collins, Buck Allen, and 50 other people they have on that committee there.
Yeah. I was going to say, timeout, Kevin. It's a Ravens running back. That changes on a minute basis anymore these
I
days.
Know, but you could get a double the Raiders actually clarify could get a double dose of Gus and the quarterback, so we'll see.
I have one other thing to kind of watch. This is, I'm not saying pick him up this week unless you feel like you can hide him and stash him. Dante Freeman, the running back of the Houston Texans. They've always been very high on this kid, and he's coming
Dante off Foreman, you mean?
Foreman. Yes. You're right, Foreman. He's coming off the physically unable to perform list. He's not going to play this week, but he should be back next week, and the Texans have always been very high on this guy. Keep an eye on him.
Can we I'm still not sold on Frank Gore, by the way, but some people think that he is. The whole running back thing too with Miami, I'm just not sold on right now.
It's insane. But Frank Gore, here's the thing: Frank Gore, he might not be getting touchdowns, but if you're in a league where you get points for yardage, he's getting 80, 90, 100 yards a game. It's crazy. Kenyon Drake, I don't know what he did to get in the doghouse, but yeah,
so. Maybe because he sucks. I don't know.
it's hard to say, but so Kevin, let's talk a little bit about our fantasy football leagues.
I don't want to.
Well, we don't have to talk about the ESPN one first.
Why is it that I have to play against your freaking team with Mr. Magic Mahomes and everyone else you have, and then they go on a bye, and I don't have to play against your team?
Yeah, I luck of the draw.
Do you have any cheese for my wine? I could use that right now.
I can send you to Green Bay if you'd like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was like the one. That was the one team I went. I won four out of my five leagues, and that was the one league I did not win. It was the one against you.
Okay. Is it my fault that Patrick Mahomes scored 105 points in our ESPN league?
It's the gods' fault for having them play against me that week. you had like over 300 points to my 100 and something points. It was crazy.
I had 311 to your.
We don't need to know the exact number. We're fine. It was a lot.
There's some crazy scores in our league this week. ESPN league this week though. The Walla Walla Webfits had 247.
That's my buddy Charles.
My ball Zach Ertz had 255. So yeah. There was a 208. So yeah, there was some crazy scoring in our week this week.
You also won again in you're 10-1 in our trophy league NFL league.
Yeah. This is the week where though I get killed in both leagues because of the bye week.
I wish I could go up against you.
Well, let's see. This week for me in the ESPN league, I lose Travis Kelce, the Rams defense, Patrick Mahomes, and Harrison Butker. So filling in for me will be Deshaun Watson, George Kittle, and the Bills defense, and Steven Gostkowski in the ESPN league. In the NFL league, is actually really killer for me this go around, Kevin, because not only do I lose Patrick Mahomes, I lose Todd Gurley too.
You might be 10-2.
Well, I do play the team that is in second place in our league.
Oh, the Bat House Ballers, yeah. Okay.
They're looking to probably say, luckily they lost last week, so I have at least a little bit of a cushion.
What's interesting is that there is 1, 2, 3, 4 of us that are in third place at 5 and 6, and 3 of us won. So it's going to be interesting to see about that other playoff spot. So yeah.
Yeah, no, but I get kind of smashed in by bye weeks. I have Travis Kelce, Todd Gurley, Patrick Mahomes, and Harrison Butker all on byes in the NFL. So I was making a lot of player transactions to fill holes this week. Now, but how are you doing in your other leagues, Kevin?
I'm doing okay. I am in, I think, I was going to look here, actually. I'm in my Raider Nerd Yahoo League. I got two, actually, here. I am in 5th place at 6-5. We have another player that's 10-1 like you. But the one that I am very interested in is the my Raider League, my Atlanta mm-hmm. Raider Booster Club League. This one is a little more interesting because I think there's like a – what is it? Hold on. I'll show you. Oh, yeah, here we go. There is – I'm in 4th place, but – 1st through 4th has the same record at 7-4. I'm in, you know, because I think I've lost to one of them, and I'm not, but my points favored is different. But yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of us that all have 7-4. The guy that's in 2nd place, though, he's won 7 in a row. It's crazy.
That is a little bit nuts, but
yeah.
Okay, but. You know, moving on from fantasy, where, yes, I kind of beat you up this week, but you've been beating me up when it comes to head-to-head, Kevin.
wait, hold on a sec. I want to see where I am in the Silver and Black UK League here. At the top there as well, so I'm doing okay there. But, yeah, the head-to-head, I won 7-4, went even on 2 games. We both did not get our pick of the weeks. You had tried Tennessee over Indy, and then I picked – I was hoping Washington would win, and I did not get that either. So now I am up by 20.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Tennessee. We didn't even bring that up in our fantasy football segment. You had a defense that scored negative for you.
Yeah, that sucked. It was Tennessee. Yeah. You suck. I almost want to just send you to Fantasy Island like on restriction for a week to kind of show you what it's going to look like if you keep playing the way that you're playing, you know?
I think if a defense gets you negative points, that they should just immediately be expelled from Fantasy Island. I think if you have any player that gets you negative points.
First of all, in that game, in our fantasy game there on ESPN, you were beating me like 80-1 at one point because I was -4 points or -5 points because of that. And I had 1 point.
I think there was a point where I was winning like 80-1 for like about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was. Oh God, that was depressing. Anyway, but at least I'm getting you in the picks of the week so far. So anyway.
Yeah, this is true. So, Well, two, before we close out this week's episode of The End Zone, a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. I've been looking forward to this day off for a while now. It's a little crazy in retail right now.
Just a tad, but you know, you're more in the grocery side, so you don't have too much Black Friday to worry about, do you, Kevin?
This is true. I do have a question for you. Are you a Thanksgiving stay at home, do family stuff, or do you try to catch like early Black Friday sales on Thanksgiving?
I am more of a stay at home, do the Thanksgiving stuff. I think it's a crime that any store and business is open on Thanksgiving.
I would agree with you. If anything that I will do and go out to do, I would do like, you know, maybe go see a movie. I'm going to go take my daughter to see a movie. I'm going to go see the Fantastic Beast movie with her. So
yeah, I'm going to go see Ralph Breaks the Internet. So
I'm going to be seeing that too, probably Friday. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and enjoy football.
Yep. We'll be lots of stuffing. And even though you might be full of turkey and tryptophan, we hope you find your way in the very crowded, still filled with Rams and Chiefs end zone. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.